Last month, when city officials learned President Trump was to visit Springfield August 30th, one of the first things Springfield City Manager Greg Burris did was to shoot off a letter to the editor of the Springfield News Leader, asking citizens and visitors to the city, supporters or protesters of the president, to be civil, courteous, and polite to each other.
It was right on the heels of what had happened in Charlottesville, so it was at the forefront of everyone's mind. And so shortly thereafter, the president says he's coming to Springfield, Missouri. So you can imagine what ran through our minds. We had 5 days' notice. So it was at least an attempt to get that out there, to let people know this is our expectation. We expect you to be civil. We expect you to be courteous to one another. And, you know, hopefully that was one of many things that led people to truly be civil, or maybe more civil than we might otherwise have anticipated. And I think part of it was our community, like many communities, sort of shock of what was going on in Charlottesville and saying, we're better than what we see on the news, and we want to prove to the country that we're better than that.
The Springfield News Leader published the city manager's request for civility on 28 August, 2 days before the president's visit. Meanwhile, the Springfield Police Department was making good use of its five-day heads-up on Air Force One's arrival in the Ozarks.
We have always, as a police department, and I think as a city, we have always planned accordingly and planned for any and all contingencies.
Major Greg Higdon is commander of the Uniform Operations Bureau of the Springfield Police Department.
We plan ahead of time. We've had several meetings. We had briefings. We went to the site several times. We figured out what would be the best way to make an area accessible to protesters or supporters.
I really like Trump because of his reforms of reducing regulation in business and things like that. And I think that will be overall better for the economy.
Oh, oh, Donald Trump has got to go.
We wanted to be visible out there. We wanted people to know that we were protecting them and protecting their right to free speech.
That is exactly what we were doing. We were there to exercise our First Amendment rights, to protest the policies of this current administration.
Aaron Kepler serves on the steering committee of Springfield Indivisible. According to indivisible.us, its chapters across the country resist the Trump administration agenda and embrace progressive values while focusing on local defensive congressional advocacy.
We worked with a couple different community groups and community organizers and held regular meetings to discuss what our best practices were going to be, how we were going to get the word out, what the protest itself was going to look like. And so it was a long-term collaborative process that played out over about a week. We had just shy of a week to plan everything.
Aaron Kepler says first and foremost, organizers aligned with Springfield Indivisible wanted participants to feel safe.
Since this was happening just after the horrific events in Charlottesville, we were really on high alert in terms of violence and threats. So we wanted to make sure that we made it clear to the city, to the police department, that we were there to exercise our First Amendment rights.
In an agreement with the city and Springfield Police, Springfield Indivisible agreed to line their protesters, which numbered about 1,000, on Glenstone north from Division. Meanwhile, about 1,000 supporters of President Trump gathered on Kearney east of Glenstone near the expected route of the presidential motorcade.
That day, which was a very hectic day, I walked 28,000 steps, according to my step counter, up and down Kearney Street.
Rob Ross is from Bolivar, Missouri, where he owns a couple of small retail and repair shops. Ross is a member of the Facebook group Patriots Protecting President Trump, which organized the gathering of presidential support on Kearney.
The group was actually a Facebook page started by a real good buddy of mine named Steve Culp, and it was Patriots Protecting President Trump, just the idea that we wanted him to be able to come to Springfield and know that there's a large group of people that do appreciate the work that he's done and are supportive of the president and the things he's accomplished. And that doesn't mean we agree with everything he does or like everything he does, but that we feel like he was a better fit for our country. So the Facebook page really took off. In a couple of days, like 600 people had joined. And I tend to be a bit wordy in my Facebook posts. And so I had made a few posts on my personal page, which then got shared into that. And it struck the idea that, hey, we can go, we can support our president.
To be sure, there were several Trump supporters who located themselves within the ranks of the progressives on Glenstone, and several Trump opponents walking among the conservatives on Kearney, including a group led there by Roger Ray, a self-proclaimed unabashed liberal and pastor of the Community Christian Church of Springfield.
I and probably 15 or 20 other of my ilk were up on Kearney. And I want to say, again, you can't play this over and find out how it would have been different if it had been done differently. But everyone up there, hundreds and hundreds of Trump supporters, were extremely civil. Now, they wanted to challenge some aspects of why we were there. And Mike, I was wearing a clerical collar. You've never seen me in one of those. I put on a clerical collar almost never, I would say 10 times in the last 25 years. I put one on sometimes to keep from being abused and sometimes to make myself behave. But people offered us their lawn chairs. They offered to share their water bottles and cookies. And I can't tell you that it could have been nicer.
An experience of safety and civility also shared by Aaron Kappeler of Springfield Indivisible and Rob Ross of Patriots Protecting President Trump.
I think all of us felt a little jumpy every time a truck would rev its engine, but aside from that, I felt very safe all day long. Things may have gotten tense once or twice, but really everybody in the situation was able to focus on de-escalation and to focus on getting us back to treating each other like neighbors.
Anytime a group from the left held up signs or began to, you know, part of their protest, and someone began to argue or get in their face with myself and Tanner Eisenberger, I immediately went to that group and stood between them and said, hey, I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying, but I 100% support your right to stay. And stood there with the people that I disagreed with so that they could peacefully protest.
I think we've proven that we can deal with each other in a civil manner. And so I was extremely proud of our community.
As to the state of civility in our community, Springfield City Manager Greg Burris says it's improving, but we need to be watchful.
Because on the national stage, even at the on the state stage, things are poised for high drama, and I don't think we want to be caught up in that. I think we're a community that's pretty pragmatic. I think we're a community that, while we value different opinions, I think we've got to be careful not to slip back to where we were maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and that's easy to do. When the tone is set differently at a national level or a state level, you want to make sure that, you know, you're not slipping into that same kind of a tone and that chaos. And I don't use the term chaos lightly, because it changes everything when you lose civility. We want to be civil to one another. We want to be heard. And, you know, like I put in the letter, you can be heard a lot better sometimes whispering than you can if you're shouting, because once we start shouting at each other, nobody hears anybody.
For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.